We're going to be thinking today a little bit about wisdom. Okay, and firstly, we want to talk about the difference between being smart and being wise. Is there a difference between being smart and being wise? I think there's a massive difference. But I'm not going to tell you myself. I'm going to get some help today. And my help is going to come from my friends from What's in the Bible. So if you watch that screen there, by the powers of technology, we should have a short clip for you to watch. Get up to on a Friday night, we watch stuff like that. Very informative. Now you see, there's nothing wrong with being smart. Okay, I want to put that from the front. But what I want you to see today is there's a lot more to it than to be wise. You see, wisdom is knowing God. Wisdom is being part of God's people, part of God's family. And you see, wisdom should be the top priority in our life. Remember what we just sang in that song? The first verse said this: there's something better than the latest toy. There's something that can never be destroyed. It's worth more than jewels and gold or anything money can buy. You see, being smart is good, and being smart might get you a big house. Being smart might get you a nice car, and being smart might get you money and holidays. And again, there's nothing wrong with those things. They're good things. But being wise is far, far greater. Listen to what the Bible says about wisdom from the book of Proverbs. It says this about wisdom. I'll read it to you. This is Proverbs 3, verse 13 to 18. It says this: blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. Now that word blessed, one translation you could have is happy. Happy is the man who finds wisdom. Happy is the person who knows God. Did you hear what else it said? Knowing God is better than silver, gold, and rubies. Nothing on this earth can compare with wisdom. Long life is found with God. That doesn't mean that we're going to live to 80, 90, 150. That means that we get to spend eternity with God in heaven. We're also told that knowing God brings great riches and honor. Now again, some people might be blessed with money. Some people might not be blessed with money. But the riches God gives you, nobody can take away. God gives us forgiveness of sins. God gives us a place in his family. And God gives us a lifetime with him in eternity in heaven. You see, knowing God is also pleasant and gives us peace. Deep down in our hearts, we will always know that God loves us and that God is for us. And that will help us, especially in the tough times of life. You see, when we stack up being smart against being wise, then there's no competition, is there? Being wise is a lot better. The trouble is, we don't believe this. We don't believe it. Our lives tell a very different story. You see, what we believe can often be seen in the decisions we make. Let me just flesh this out for you. Now, if you're a parent here and you hold being smart as a top priority, then getting your kids the best advice is going to be most important. But if you're a parent here and you see wisdom as a top priority, then giving your kids the good news of Jesus Christ will be most important. So I'm going to ask you two simple questions, parents. Do you put school clubs ahead of church clubs? Do you put sports and parties ahead of church on Sunday? Are you being smart or are you being wise? Now, retired folk, it's your turn. Now, if you're retired and you hold being smart as the top priority, then going to lunches and having lots of holidays are going to be most important. If you're a retired person who holds wisdom as top priority, then serving at your church and in your local community will be most important. So let me ask you two questions. What does your week generally look like? Is your retirement your time or God's time? Are you being smart or are you being wise? Is he going to go after anyone else? Well, those people who work. Now, if you're someone who works and you hold being smart as a top priority, then working excessive hours and earning more money will be most important. If you're someone who holds being wise as top priority, then you're going to hold loosely to your reputation and your wallet. So let me ask you two questions. What drives you at work? Is it your glory or is it God's glory? Are you working to improve your standard of living or your standard of giving? Are you being smart or are you being wise? Again, let me just say this. Being smart is great, but being wise is greater. You see, being smart is knowing a lot of stuff, but being wise is knowing our Creator God. Being smart is helpful now, but being wise is helpful for 10,000 years. So what's your top priority? Is it being smart or is it being wise? Right, if you want to take a seat for us, that would be great. Now, we said before, didn't we? We said if we were going to make one a priority, then being wise is that priority. Because being wise means that we know God and we're part of His people. Now, boys and girls, I want you to look at the screen because a slide's going to come on. And I want you to tell me, what's the connection with these pictures? Someone want to tell me, what's the connection with these pictures on the screen? That one is an unplugged television on the left, pencil, seeds, and a wheel. Anyone? Yes, Coleman. Okay, yeah, not used by electric, might be one. Anyone want to hazard a guess? Any young folk? What's the connection with those pictures? Yes, Mia? What did she say? Anything? Anyone know? No? Yes, Annabelle? Good. Annabelle got it right. They all need to be connected to something to work. Well done. So the pencil needs to be connected to fingers. The seeds need to be connected to soil. The TV plug needs to be connected to a socket. And the wheel needs to be connected to an axle. Okay, well done. Well done. Now, you see, we'd all say that there's something in our life that's not quite right. If we had that thing, if we were connected to that thing, then life would work out a whole lot better. Now I'm going to put a picture of a treasure chest on the screen. Now, if people hold being smart as top priority, they may say to open their treasure chest or to make them really happy, all they need is a holiday or two, all they need is money, or all they need is success. But you see, the problem is when somebody gets those things and they open their treasure chest, they actually find that in the treasure chest, things are empty. Actually, holidays, money and success, they don't promise the things we think they do. Now, however, if being wise is a top priority, if knowing God more deeply is the most important thing in your life, then you're going to be connected to God. You're going to want to know, how do you get connected to God? Well, if I've got another, the Bible tells us this. The Bible tells in Colossians, in Jesus are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So if we want to find God, we have to go through Jesus. Now here's my treasure chest. Here's my chest with Jesus on it. If I open my treasure chest, I find inside, in fact, we have wisdom. You see, in another part of the Bible, Jesus says this. He says, no one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father except through me. The only way we get connected to God is through Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only man who can make us truly wise. But you see, this is the thing, boys and girls, and bigger boys and girls. The way Jesus makes us wise is actually, for some people, really, really foolish. You see, when Jesus dies on the cross, to many people, that's a really foolish act. But to God, it was the wisest thing that ever happened. You see, because on the cross, that's the only way that our debt that Paddy talked about, only way our sin can be truly taken away. It's the only way that we can have a relationship restored with God. And the book of Proverbs, it's got a wonderful verse, Proverbs 1 verse 7. If you've been around churches for a while, you'll know this one. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean fear? Oh no, God, you're so scary. I'm hiding under my bed covers. That's not what the word fear means there. The word fear, it means to love, to adore God. And how do we love God? Well, we love God when we realize what God has done for us. God has sent his son to die on the cross so that our debt can be paid, our sins can be forgiven. And because God has shown that great love for us, we can show our great love to God by trusting in his son, Jesus. You see, this is where true wisdom begins. True wisdom begins by trusting in Jesus. So how does a person become wise? We trust in Jesus. The only one who can take our debt, who can take our sin away and connect us back to God. I think we're going to sing another song and then we'll finish up. Thanks. You might be thinking, if you're a lady here today, I've been sold out. I've come to a service and he's hardly talked to me. He's just kept going on about wisdom all the time. Well, ladies, you're in for a delight because this last section is just for you. Now, I don't want the men to switch off because you can apply it to yourselves as well. But ladies, let me ask you this question. Do you want to be a wise or a foolish lady? Now, hopefully so far, if I've done my job well and the Holy Spirit's been at work, you've been able to see that there's nothing greater than wisdom. And we get wisdom, we get knowing God only through Jesus Christ. So if you want to be a wise lady, the first thing you need to do is you need to trust in Jesus and become one of God's people. We're to turn from our sin and trust in Jesus as our Savior, our King, our Lord, and the only one who connects us back to the Father. But that's not all. You see, secondly, a wise lady not only becomes one of God's people, but she lives God's way too. As a loving father leaves notes for his kids in the morning, so God has left us a note. Albeit it's not a very small note, but it's still a big note here. And this note tells us how life works best. This here is all we need to know God and to make good choices. So ladies, in this book will tell you what it is to be a godly mother. This book will tell you what it is to be a godly friend. This book will tell you what it is to be a godly worker. This book will tell you what it is to be godly. Can I encourage you, ladies, to be in this word daily, to make it a guide for your life in every area of your life? Don't let your feelings overrule this word. Now, I'm speaking to a small section when I say this next thing. But just because he's cute and he says he loves you, don't let that override what God says in his word. You see, God really does love us and he wants what's best for you. So ladies, please don't be foolish and ignore this word. Get the book open and do what it says. A wise lady is someone who is God's, part of God's people, but who also lives God's way. And then finally, a wise lady is someone who lives in God's world. A wise lady is a good steward, making the best use of her time. Proverbs 31:30 says this, and please hold on to this, ladies. If you're a teenage girl, hold on to this. If you're a young girl, hold on to this. Charm is deceitful and beauty vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is worthy to be praised. A woman who fears the Lord is worthy to be praised. Beauty is fleeting. So women, leave your stamp on this world through your godly character. To be wise means that we are God's people living God's way in God's world. Do you want to be a wise or a foolish lady? God has given you all you need to be wise. Will you be wise? Let me say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for showing us how wisdom is the greatest thing we can strive for. Wisdom is knowing you through your Son, Jesus Christ. And thank you, you've shown us what it is to live a wise way by revealing it through your word. May we not only have wise women, but may we have wise men, wise boys, wise girls, wise older people as well. And may all of this be for your glory and for our good. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.